News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. A little hazy shade of winter as we drop temperatures into the 30s. No thank you, but here we are. And here we are today with one of my friends from the city of Pensacola Parks and Rec. Brittany Hughes is here. She's our marketing and outreach coordinator. I'm so glad you made it in today.
I am so glad too, Meg. Thank you so much for having me.
People keep forgetting about me. They're just kind of, oh, that's right. Oh, we're still doing the show this week? Yes, we are.
I cannot blame anyone who decides to take that last week and this week off.
So I understand completely.
I totally get it. Yes. But that does put you in a bind, I'm sure.
It can get really interesting at times, so I'm very happy to see you here this morning. But you always do such a great job. Keep us informed about parks and recreation and what's happening in the city of Pensacola. And I think people don't realize, I didn't until I started doing the interviews with you, what a big department it is.
It's a huge department.
Can you tell us a little bit, maybe for some people that are listening today, that I think of a park and I might think of one? Bayview Park, maybe, or I'll think of something.
Everyone knows about Bayview Park, right, or destination parks.
But there's so many others. I had no idea.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about that and kind of how it all plays together and what you, because you're promoting all of it.
I am, yes. So the department itself is split up into three different divisions. So we've got recreation division, we've got the athletics department or division, and then we've got parks, and that's actually parks maintenance.
Interesting.
And
okay.
To be honest, we have 6 people who are in charge of maintaining our 93 parks.
How many?
We have 93 parks within city limits.
In the city limits of Pensacola,
yes.
93?
Which means everyone that lives within city limits lives within half a mile of a park or a green space.
No kidding. I had no idea.
And it's so massive.
Wow.
But the fact that we are able to have a skeleton crew of just 6 people who are in charge of maintenance of these 93 parks.
Goodness gracious.
It really speaks to their just how amazing these guys are, and they really, really really care.
Wow, that's amazing.
I love
hats
the fact
off
that we
to
can
you.
Say that.
Yeah, hats off to that gang. That's
yes,
for sure.
Definitely. But that also explains why we're so into the 311.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone can go online, search Pensacola 311, and it takes you directly to our website.
Oh,
and you
okay.
can actually submit issues with any parks. It could be parks, it could be facilities, it could be roadway issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then our 311 center then distributes that information to the appropriate party to actually get things handled.
So is this a web on the web, or is this a three, like there's 211 with United Way as a phone number? Is it 311 a phone number also?
It is.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Okay. So it's online and a phone.
With most carriers.
Okay.
I have had reports that a few, one or so small carriers don't do this, but most people can dial 311 and then submit any issue, and they'll be talking to a real person, which
is
important.
Okay. Yes.
In this
yes,
day and
it makes
age.
A difference for sure. So with all these different parks, then some of the then you have the community centers, which
mm-hmm.
is a little different than the green spaces or the just natural parks.
Yes.
So talk a bit about those.
We've got 10 community centers.
Okay.
And of course, we've got one more coming in around Legion Field area, paid for by SYSA.
Oh, nice.
That's Southern Youth Sports Association. So that is coming in as well. But for right now, we've got 10 resource centers. And many of them do have parks associated with those resource centers.
Right.
And of course, of those 10 resource centers, 4 of those centers have our after-school programming.
Oh,
and so those 4 centers stay busy year-round.
No
it's
doubt.
So cool to
do
go
Do they stay open
them.
During the holidays too, or do they get to take a break, or how does that work?
There are mandated breaks by state law and
right.
federal law, of
right.
course.
Mm-hmm.
But we do hold holiday camps.
Oh, so that's
good. So while the school's out, the kids still have somewhere else to go around the holiday season, because we understand that not many parents still have to work.
I was going to say, a lot of them are working.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's really good to know.
Yes.
Okay, so with some of the different community centers, then, I know have their own individual programming.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably most familiar with Bayview Center because I used to live near there.
Okay.
And so there were so many different things going on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But so they have I mean, just a multitude of programs, and you've come on the show and talked about it.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, of course, Parks and Recreation has their own programming, mm-hmm. But I do want to, you know, just acknowledge our partners. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you mentioned Bayview. So East Hill Neighborhood Association puts on so many events. Uh-huh. And so we do consider them a partner of ours. And right. Same thing for other neighborhood associations, too. And it's actually a very common misunderstanding that neighborhood associations are homeowners associations. But that is not the case.
Okay, maybe clarify that.
Many
then,
neighborhood associations you don't have to pay to be a part of.
Oh, okay.
But some you do, but they wouldn't be as strict as an HOA.
I see.
So if anyone's house shopping, look that up.
Find out what you
because
are.
Because if you, say, for example, are in Scenic Heights Neighborhood Association, it may not be an HOA.
Interesting.
So just think about that difference.
Well, I know some of the neighborhood associations do parades. I saw some Christmas parades this week.
Yes, they do. And so that's just so great to be a part of that community and that group associated with that. So anyway, we really, going into the new year, I'm really trying to connect with these neighborhood associations so we can be more involved in the local communities itself. So I'm so excited for what's coming up.
Well, I'm talking with Brittany Hughes, who's with the City of Parks and Recreation. What would be a good way if someone did have an association, they're hearing you today and would like to find out more?
Oh,
how do they get in touch with you?
Please do connect with me. My name is Brittany, Brittany Hughes, Hughes. My email is bhughes@cityofpensacola.com. It's very easy to email me. First letter of the name, last name, at cityofpensacola.com. But anyone can email me and connect with me because, you know, a big part of my outreach side of my job is making those community connections, both in the business side, community side, and on the personal side.
I think you may have one of the funnest jobs in the world.
I love it. In fact, speaking of that, right now, we are, our office staff is spending this week painting a giant paddleboard to serve as a sign at Bayview's boathouse behind Bayview Community Center.
Oh, that's great.
So this job takes me everywhere, and I love it.
That's great. So we talked a bit about Bayview, but I know some of the other centers are very sports-oriented. They have basketball courts and things, youth programs. Talk a little bit about that.
So our Vickery Resource Center, their basketball program.
That's the Vickery?
Yes, Vickery. V-I-C-K-R-E-Y. But their basketball program is very robust. That's for anyone who's interested or their kids may be interested in basketball and just want the experience, want some light coaching. So that is at Vickery Resource Center. The signups have closed. So if you have a kid that might be interested in signing up, follow back with us around October.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And that's when our signups typically start. It might not be too late to send it to Vickery. At least contact the center.
Okay.
If you have any questions about these programs, please contact the center directly. And then, of course, we have our other basketball league, which we have coined, our folks at Cobb Center have coined it as GOAT, Greatest of All Time Elite Youth Basketball Program. That's the name.
Wow. That's a good one.
They are great.
Okay.
And they are extremely talented. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've got some kids who, without any other means, wouldn't normally be able to play basketball, but our coaches care that much in that league. And a lot of the coaches actually bring the kids to and from the practices.
No kidding.
It's amazing. And they're volunteers.
That's really amazing.
They do it strictly on a volunteer basis. So both of those recreation leagues, one is more competitive and one is less competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But they do such great work in the community.
Oh, that's great. So I was sitting here thinking, someone just sent in a text that said that, Brittany, you should reach out to the CNAP, C-N-A-P-P. That's all the city neighborhood association presidents.
That is fantastic advice. And in fact, I already have their next meeting scheduled
for
me to attend in January.
She's the head of all of us. That's great.
That's when I'm going to make that direct connection with all of this, the neighborhood association presidents. I really believe in what they do.
Oh, this is another one. Mike sent in this one. He says, excuse me, they love the covered deck done a few months ago, at the big dog park at Bayview Park. When are they going to replace it? they used to love. I guess he's saying they loved it.
I'm not typically sure. There are so many projects going on at the same time at the moment, but what you can do.
I'm sorry, I misread it. They tore it down. I apologize. Okay. They tore down the covered deck a few months ago at the big dog park. So when will they be replacing it?
I'm not quite sure. And that's because I'm more on the marketing and outreach side. There's so many projects happening at the same time with Parks and Recreation, but what they can do is go to our website, playpensacola.com. And that specific dog park is a part of our Direction 25 Park Progress Initiative.
Okay.
Lots of P's. And then they can go to playpensacola.com. Under the About section on the main menu, there is a Direction 25 section. They can go to that website, and then they can look at the status update of all of the projects with Direction 25, and they can see what they can expect at Bayview Dog Park.
Excellent. Okay.
And there's the Bayview Dog Park and the Bayview Dog Beach Park. It's within the same area. But that was a great question. I really wish I could give specific details on that.
Right.
I would have to have my notes.
Okay. Okay. Great question. So we're talking about parks and recreation and the mini parks here and the community centers here in Pensacola. If you have a question for Brittany, 850-437-1620. So believe it or not, January starts this week. And I think all the kids go back and a lot of people have this week off. So January 5th is kind of the magic day where everybody's going to be back. But is it too late now? Are there some programs for kids that are coming up in like the January, February, March that they could get involved with, or adults?
So think about spring break.
Okay.
It is way too early for anyone to think about spring break. However, spring break camp registration will open February 1st.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yes. So it's literally right around the corner. So we've got several spring break camps. I'm going to talk about two specifically. So we've got one that's with our Outdoor Pursuits Adventure Camp. That sells out within the first day, always within the first day. So at that camp, they are able to go to several different areas, and either it's an adventure camp or a fishing camp. It also can be a kayak camp. So it just depends on what they decide to do that specific week on that year. But that program always sells out. But of course, we also have the Play Pensacola spring break camp. So that is scheduled. All of our spring break camps are scheduled during the spring break for Escambia County Public School System. So we just want to make sure that we are able to accommodate for all of the local kids here. And it's our Play Pensacola spring break camp is open for ages 5 to 12. If you have any special requests or anything, or your kid might need a little bit extra attention, please do contact us before you do sign up so we can make sure that we can accommodate for that child, because we like to make sure that everyone, no one's left behind.
Right. Where can someone go to get all this information about the upcoming camps? I know that you have a guide and a directory and a website.
So our website is playpensacola.com. And then you can go to that website, and that information is either on our homepage, or you could go to programs and activities. And then on the programs and activities, they'll have a section or a page called, it is called Out of School Time Camp.
Oh, okay.
Or Day Camps.
Day Camps.
It could be Day Camps.
Okay.
And you could also look on our website, or look on our Facebook page, and I actually run our Facebook page, and I answer questions daily. So if you ever don't know where to find something or want more information about anything, any of our programs, or really anything that's going on with Parks and Recreation, message us on Facebook, and then I'll do my best to answer you. If I can't answer you, I will do my best to find out the answer and then respond in
so
a timely
manner. So if I'm going on Facebook, what would I put in there to find your page?
Pensacola Parks and Recreation.
Pretty easy. Pensacola Parks and Recreation Facebook page. Okay. So we just got a call. I'm not sure you can answer this one, but this came from one of our listeners, Mike. He just called in, wanted to know about the cross that's at Bayou Tahar. He wanted to know if that could be turned on.
You know, I'm not sure about that, but that would be a great suggestion to call in.
That's a good 311 question.
That would be a good 311 question.
So, Mike, you can call 311 and pose that question to them, and then they would probably get on it and then get back to you about that.
Yes, and they definitely could. Like we said before, you can either dial 311 if your carrier allows it, or you can go online, Google search Pensacola 311, and then find it through Google. I say through Google because our website is not the best.
Okay.
I will be the first to admit that.
Oh, okay. But Facebook is very current.
Yes, Facebook is.
You know, that's
very
true, though. I've noticed of a lot of businesses now, and especially nonprofits, because it is hard to keep up with everything on the website. It's much harder to make changes, but you can typically find out all the latest news on the Facebook page.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, speaking of our website, I do edit that as well. So if anyone sees anything wrong with our website, call me, email me, get in touch with me, and then I can fix that. And that's just our section of the website. So I do with what I can.
Yeah. So this year, we're coming to the end of 2025. You've been doing this for the whole year. And what would you say have been some of the highlights for you, Brittany? Some of the things that you've really enjoyed? Because you've done so, I mean, I've had you on the show several times. You've had so many events, so many things. What is it, as you come to the end of the year and you're sitting there with your eggnog and looking back over 2025, what makes you smile?
It's the impact that we make, 1,000%. So, you know, I will admit, when I first started this job, literally my first day was January 6th.
I remember.
Of 2025.
I think he came in here, I think.
Yes.
It was one of the first times.
And then with that, I didn't care for kids very much.
Oh.
I did not.
So you're being very, well, you know.
But what I did.
An acquired taste.
It is. I will admit. I don't have any kids myself. Uh-huh. But I do have nephews and nieces that I do fully intend on paying for their college when they grow up.
Oh.
However, these kids at our resource centers, they are so special. And so I spent several weeks, following around and getting to know our out-of-school time program coordinator. She was here.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Andrea McKibben. So Andrea is our out-of-school time coordinator, like I just said. But I watched her with the kids, and I watched how she interacted. I listened to the conversations she had and how the kids responded to her. And I just picked up on that. And now I go to the resource centers and they yell my name.
Aww.
And if they don't know my name, they know I take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So they ask me, they run up to me and ask me to take their picture.
Oh, how cute.
All the time. And, you know, having this experience, being able to be a part of these you know, children's lives, it is behind the scenes most of the time. But, you know, it's just amazing. And the impact that we give, It truly makes a huge difference in our community, in the local community, because so many parents can't afford regular after-school care, and a lot of seniors don't know what to do after they retire.
Right.
Some adults need some time or some way to get involved in the community, or, you know, they might want to pick up kickball.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways that we impact the community and everyone's life, even if they don't realize it.
Right. Well, everything from, you have the kayaks, you have all the different things that people can do on the water, but you also have the dog parks.
Yes.
And I used to take my dog over there every day at Bayview, and they had an area for the big and the little dogs. So that makes a big difference. And just like you said, the seniors looking for things to do. I know we've had some representatives come on that Addie Quinn was one of my friends who works over there, and she was telling me all about at Halloween time they had the dress up things, and then they had a Christmas party. And
yes, they had a winter formal last month. Actually,
I saw the pictures on Facebook. They
it
went
was,
all
it was
out.
Incredible. Yes, they really did.
It was so cool.
I attended for about 30 to 45 minutes taking pictures, and everyone had a blast. It was so much fun.
So where's the best place to go now as we get into, we've got some events coming up now with New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and with going into the new year, where can we go to find out all that information of things coming up?
I would say visit Pensacola.com.
Okay.
I would reach out to those are some of our partners, and Visit Pensacola is a great resource for locals and visitors.
Absolutely.
To just see what is happening around the city. And that includes Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and, of course, Pensacola Beach.
Right. So okay.
It's all local.
Okay. Well, we've got fireworks coming up in downtown and bringing the fireworks back, which is very exciting.
That's so exciting.
I know. And, of course, I have to put a plug in for the fireworks on the beach. That'll be in midnight as well.
Of course.
So, and if someone's interested in a sober cruise, there's actually Frisky Mermaid Dolphin Cruises is offering a sober cruise if you want to take the family out.
That's so great.
And cruise right underneath the fireworks. It's kind of neat. But I know they've got festivities planned all over Pensacola for this Thursday. Wednesday night. So mm-hmm. be sure and do that. But also make sure that you go to that website and check out. It's playpensacola.com.
That's our website, yes.
Yeah, and check out all the different activities and things coming up. There's no reason for you to sit at home by yourself this winter.
Absolutely not. But I want to talk about the summertime.
Yes, let's go.
So last summer was my first time facilitating a Movies in the Park. Granted, I wasn't solo. A coworker of mine, Beej Davis, you know him.
Oh, yes, I do.
He's our events coordinator.
We go way back.
I should say he facilitated it. I just handled the sponsors and the whatever else is there. But we also did crafts. But this year it's going to be bigger. So because of the great response we had last year, we're bringing it from 2 events back up to 4 events.
Oh, great!
And it's starting one event is per month. So there's a May 30th is one, and then it goes to like June 13th, and then there's a late July, and then an August 1st.
So when you say Movies in the Park, where is that?
That's at Hunter Amphitheater behind Wahoo Stadium.
Oh, okay, great. And there's plenty of room there, yes, and parking and everything.
Yes, and I'm so excited. I am starting early. We are all starting early as far as planning this event, and I just want to make the best Movies in the Park that we've ever had.
How fun.
Last year... or I should say this past summer,
right?
Not last year.
Well, yeah, now.
I guess it was last year.
In 2
year.
Days, it'll be last year.
I guess so. At the event where we played Minecraft, we had over 800 people.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. And most of them stayed for the movie, at least for the first part of the movie.
No kidding.
And it was packed.
Wow.
And the kids had so much fun. And so this year, we're going to be bringing in several of our partners. So... The West Florida Public Library System will be hosting our crafting table.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully we'll be getting another company involved to making an actual pre-game game or pre-movie game, I should say.
Oh, fun.
That's kind of in the working plan, so I
okay.
can't talk too much about that, but that's a little teaser.
Well, we're going to have you back. You'll be back.
I want to make the pre-movie an actual game for everyone
fun.
To participate in. So. I can't wait for that to come into fruition, and I'm just waiting on a few partners to show up.
Well, what a great job just coming up with fun things to do.
Yes, it is so amazing.
That is really great. So you've done a great job this year.
Thank you.
Been really active. I've seen things posted all over the place, and I know about events that are happening that I never knew about before. So I think hats off to you, Brittany.
Well, thank you so much. My goal moving into the new year is to improve our perception as a department.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest, no one likes the government, but everyone loves Parks and Recreation.
True. They even did a TV show called Parks and Rec.
They sure did, and you can call me Leslie Knope all day, and I'll go by it. My goal going into the new year is just to, be more involved in community events, because mm-hmm. there's so many events that happen here. And it's a shame that, we don't join in. So those are the connections I'm going to be making.
Excellent.
Going into the new year.
Well, they're here and they're beautiful, and we have 93 parks.
93 parks.
So if you're not taking advantage of at least just going for a walk in the park.
56 of those have playground equipment.
Wow, really?
So 56 playgrounds.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And if you ever see anything wrong with any of them, including our facilities, you call 311 on your mobile device or Google search Pensacola 311 and then go through the website.
Okay.
And submit that complaint.
Okay. And we just have a minute or so left. Anything you want to mention we haven't talked about?
I just want to mention that our senior programming is so special. But going into Mardi Gras, they actually have something called Party Gras.
Oh.
And it's just for seniors, which are 50 and over. So even if you don't feel like a senior, you might be.
Denial.
But, look that up. Our Party Gras event. That's always a really popular event.
Yeah, Mardi Gras is kicking off
every
this Saturday.
February.
Yeah, this kicking off this Saturday.
It's
so
amazing how close it is.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good to know. So it's called Party Gras?
Exactly.
Okay, because we have Paw de Gras for the dogs.
I know. We're actually donating 2 baskets for that. So I'm so excited to do that.
Good for you.
I have all the dog treats at home, and I have little unscented candles
for
dog messes. But anyway, I can't wait.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'm excited about what the future has to hold for us with Parks and Recreation and all the folks that do such a good job like you do.
Yes.
So thanks for coming in during the holidays. I appreciate you so much, Brittany.
Happy New Year, Meg.
What's that website one more time?
PlayPensacola.com.
Okay. And you can find them on Parks and Recs on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have an issue or something you're concerned about, you can always call in 311 or go to
Google search Pensacola 311.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Brittany. Appreciate you being here. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back with you shortly, right after the break, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.